Last month, the city council voted 4-3 in favor of a fix that would completely bypass a smaller diameter length of the pipeline, which has contributed to a lack of water pressure. On the downside, option 3, as it's known, was a more complex and costly fix than the option recommended by the city's engineering consultants, Paratovich, Nottingham, and Drage. On Monday, City Manager Rich Underkoffler told the council the firm will do 35% of the design before determining additional costs.
There will be a need to modify the value of the engineering contract once the 35% design is achieved and the engineers know what specific additional effort will be needed to design the chosen option.
The option the council chose is estimated to cost nearly $1 million. As originally presented, the plan would require the installation of two 18-inch pipes set in concrete within one of the dam's emergency drainage outlets. The difficulty and danger of working within that cramped 5-foot diameter culvert was part of the reason for the higher cost. It would also mean a less functional drawdown system for draining the reservoir. But Petersburg's Public Works Director, Carl Hagerman, came up with a variation that would avoid all those problems, yet it would still make use of the drainage culvert and eliminate the need for the problematic 14-inch pipe that currently supplies the line with water. Hagerman suggested installing a vault, an enclosure around the outside end of the culvert.
And cap the end of that with another large valve so that we can stop flow to fill up the reservoir. But on the side of this vault, we've got the intake to the pipeline. So we've got basically the answer to the drawdown problem. You know, we've got the drawdown capacity that we've always had because we've just capped and put a big valve on the end of the low-level outlet, and we've got a nice protected intake to our pipeline, which we can take off at that point with 24-inch pipe and run as far as we want.
That means contractors would not have to work within the confined culvert and they would not breach the dam, yet they would still bypass the narrower section of pipe. In both versions, that narrower 14-inch pipe would still be connected to the main water line, but water flow would primarily come from the new 24-inch pipe leading out of the dam's emergency outlet culvert. Hagerman's plan was supported by retired civil engineer Jerry Herbranson. He urged the council to give Hagerman the leeway to pursue this variation.
And as you are seeking to fund this, I would suggest that you open up option number 3 so that the engineer can actually do good engineering and come back with some variations of option number 3. It seems like if you hold the engineer tight to option number 3, you're limiting. Whereas what Carl showed me was a little variation on option number 3, and I think it was very viable.
In fact, Herbranson had been following the issue and had come up with a very similar plan on his own. Mayor Al Dwyer and the rest of the council saw no problem with giving the engineers the latitude to come up with a design based on Hagerman's idea.
My understanding was that option 3 was going to be the one we would shoot for, but we would have the engineers come back and tell us how they were going to do it. Mm-hmm. And then we would probably have several ways to do option 3.
Mm-hmm.
That was my understanding anyway.
Yeah.
I didn't vote for option 3, so I was interested in knowing just how they were going to do it. And apparently there are several ways of doing it.
Councillors Bob Nilsen and Melinda Hofstad did vote for option 3, and they agreed that Hagerman's variation sounded like a good idea.
I was probably the biggest pusher of option 3, and the reason I was pushing for option 3 was the amount of water to come through. And this definitely would answer the problem.
Yep. Yeah.
And a lot simpler.
It looks like the cheapest way to do it, too.
It's a lot less expensive than the original version of option 3 that we were looking at. Yeah.
The idea has been forwarded on to Paratovich, Nottingham, and Drage, which is studying it as a potential solution in its design process. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.